You're listening to episode 101, January 14th, 2020. Join me, animal naturopath Dr. Kim Bloomer, host of the Doggone Truth podcast, where I don't whitewash, I just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. It's natural, it's raw, it's the bomb of five truth. Can you dig it? If you really want to dig in, then go to www.doggonetruth.club. Hello, I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host, and this is Chapter 5 of my Be Well book featuring the attitude adjuster who happened to have, the day that I'm setting this up, his 8th birthday, and he's still going strong and well. He's an amazing dog. So here's the chapter.
This is Chapter 5 from my book, Be Well, and the title is Attitude Adjuster. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 25:5, King James Version. One day, during her reawakening, she saw a photo a friend shared with her of a short but handsome burly guy in a black tuxedo with white trim. He was soon to become her attitude adjuster. He too needed a bath, but not because he was dirty, but because he smelled like toxic chemicals from the groomer. She was beginning to wonder if each dog's beginning with her were symbolic of baptism. Maybe that is exactly right. He entered her life in all his bulliness, dog bully that is, but not a mean bone in his body. The first day he was overwhelmed with all of the excitement. His breed is high energy, active and inquisitive, but like any dog, they like stability too. He wasn't as sure about her as she was about him. He has deep sensitivities, not only physically in his hearing, but also in his feelings. He can sense when things aren't right around him or in someone. He was okay with meeting that pretty canine girl who lived behind them, though, who is also dressed in black and white just like him. He was eager to meet her. They had a nice romp together. He did like all the attention he was receiving and all the games they played to welcome him into what he discovered was to be his new home. He thought when he met them the first time that was just a visit to see more humans. He thought he'd be with his family of other dogs and little humans always. He was to learn that wasn't the case. Then suddenly he remembered what she had whispered to him on that visit as she reassured him the hot air balloons overhead wouldn't hurt him. She whispered in his ear as she rubbed his chest that she was going to love him, pamper him, hug, and kiss him a lot. Then she even asked him a question, and quite seriously, too. Do you think that will be okay with you? You won't be too sad leaving your friends and family to come live with us and bring us joy, will you? To bring the black and white girl next door some needed canine companionship? To be a mentor to another possible puppy in the future? To be a keeper of my heart for all your days? He remembered looking at her and smiling in the special way that only a bull breed can do, wide and big, feeling her sadness, which brought tender feelings to his own heart. He knew this was his purpose and mission now in life, so he let go of his former life to receive the new. In order to help her focus, he will snarl a retort at her when her energy, her frequencies, her tune, her attitude is not in the right place. What is interesting also is that she can do the same thing with him when his energy gets too exuberant, with gentle strokes and calmness. He has helped her to remember the gift she had since childhood, but have forgotten in all of the trials of life in adulthood. She loves to share her aroma life with him during massages. She loves to share her aroma life with him during massages or to support his energy. She thought originally she was helping him with his emotions, when he knew all along it was to help her. He loves to explore all of the desert life he is surrounded by, and also to let them all know that this is his domain. Because of his ability to dash around and run tight little zoomies around corners or wherever he happens to be, an old tune about a muscle car came to mind with him. She began to sing it to him and put words to it that spoke of his handsomeness, his speed, his strength, and his humor. She still sings it to him all the time, and he shows his appreciation with the thumping of his tail. He brought the music of laughter back into her life and continues to do so every single day. Each morning, no matter how she is feeling, he can make her smile. He has brought more than just a song to her heart, but entire symphonies as she hums out music to call him to her, which he never fails to have a hard wag and a quick and lively step in his spring. Lou Holtz said, "Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do, and attitude determines how well you do it. But this has only been the beginning with him, because only shortly after he arrived, another canine arrived, but this time of the female persuasion.
That's all for this time. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue on with the last two chapters in the next couple of segments. Remember, when you know the truth, when you know him, then the truth will make you free.
Thank you for listening, and be well, yo. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Visit my website at aspenbloompetcare.com to read the blog and the articles, to become part of my essential oils team, and just to learn more. The Doggone Truth Podcast is a production of Aspen Bloom. All rights reserved and may not be resold or utilized in any way without express written permission by Aspen Bloom and Dr. Ken Bloomer. The information I share represents what I, an animal naturopath and an independent distributor of Young Living Essential Oils, have chosen to do to take charge of my own personal health and that of my family and pets. Information learned here is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but rather to motivate you to make your own health care and dietary decisions and those of your pets, based upon your own research and in partnership with your health care providers. I encourage you to dig in and make your own informed decisions through your own personal responsibility, research, application, and due diligence. Thank you.